Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as the latest from Ethereum with its updates and it just crossing $4,000 for the first time since 2021. We'll also be discussing the BRICS nations challenge the US dollar dominance as blockchain payment system is in the works. We'll be discussing this, as well as historical patterns hint at when ongoing crypto bull market can end. According to this analyst, I'll be breaking down his timeline of when we're likely to see the top. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin can skyrocket by over 110% amid a more favorable backdrop, according to Fundstrat's Tom Lee. I'll be breaking down his timeline as well. We'll also be sharing Bitcoin likely reaching $250,000, which is $250,000 per this cycle, according to the Glassnode analyst. And quoting Jack Maulers, the Strike CEO, from a recent interview, I think this thing, Bitcoin, ends between $250,000 to $1 million, around the $500,000 range, sometime in 2025. And speaking of $1 million price predictions, quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Kaiser, the speculative attack is just getting started. Saylor, Bukele, and the Saudis are all in. $220,000 in play, and so is $1 million. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. If you're new to the channel, be sure to smash the subscribe button to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every day, just like this. Also important to hit the like. It helps pump the stream and it helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. You can see the subscribers and the Bitcoin price are pretty correlated. So I want both to hit that 100K milestone at the same time. So let's make it happen. Welcome everyone to podcast episode number 1574. I'm your host JV, and today is March 9th, 2024. Yesterday, historic day. During the podcast, we did it in the AM. We hit the new coveted all-time high, entering price discovery mode, which is at roughly $70,200 on Coinbase. So that's the target. We're not far from it right now. When do you think we're likely to resume this trend towards that six-figure milestone, family, as we head into the halving, now only 35 days out? Holla at your boy in that live chat. I greatly appreciate that. But let's kick it off with our market watch, as we do each and every day. You can see Bitcoin correcting, holding around 68,700 at the time of the live stream. Ether also tapped a high for the past 3 years, surpassing 4,000 just yesterday as well. It's currently correcting a bit, but maintaining above 3,900. Solana correcting and in the red, while XRP, Cardano, and AVAX all in the green. And checking out CoinMarketCap, we're still sitting at 2.6 trillion market cap with roughly 105 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 51.7%, with the Ether dominance back on the decline at 18% even. Yesterday, I think it was 18.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours, WorldCoin leading the pack. Wow, almost now a 1.6 billion market cap. It's up 43% on the daily. Gala up 31% and Render up 19%. Below that, the Graph, Maker, Axie, the Sandbox, the Decentraland, Ronin, and Near Protocol. Which alts are you most bullish on for this bull run, family? Let me know. And checking out the crypto bubbles for more of a visual perspective, you can see overall the majority of the alts are doing quite well. You can say it's been a alt season. With check this out for the monthly, yo. How many coins are up over 100%? Insane. You got Floki 800%, Ajax 350%, WIF 888%. It's like, just throw the picture of a dog with a hat And it's like, bada boom, bada bing, to the moon. FET, 440%. That's how you know it's a bull market, family. SHIB, 283%. AJIX, 352%. BONK, 200%. JASMI, 300%. I mean, everything is just off the charts right now. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're back at an 84. We hit 90 a few days ago when we topped out, and then we had that $10,000 correction that same day, family, to 59. How many of you seized the moment and bought that dip? Let me know. Yesterday was an 81 and last week an 80 in extreme greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown clock, roughly 36 days out until the coveted Bitcoin halving, which occurs in the crypto sphere only every 4 years. And this is a pretty big deal. The scheduled date is April 15th, again, right around the corner. And checking out the time chain calendar. This is actually quite remarkable. It says, you know what I mean? The block height we're currently at. You can see a lot of data, the exchange rate in real time, sats, 1,459 to the dollar, the market cap of Bitcoin, 1.35 trillion. You can see the supplies at 19.65 million Bitcoin, which is almost or roughly 93.57% of the 21 million total supply there could ever be. Some would estimate there could be 4 to 6 million of those Bitcoins lost and gone forever, Laura, just saying. But anyways, fam, where do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to take us at the time of the coveted halving event in roughly 36 days? Enter the 36. Shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan. But let me know, family. I greatly appreciate that. Let's dive into our Bitcoin TA a little bit and do a little astrology for men for you guys and gals. Here we go. Yeah, where should we start here? And shout out to Doug. He just gifted a membership of the channel. Congratulations, Anonymous. You've been blessed with the MicroStrategy membership of the channel. Welcome to the fam. So here you go. The Bitcoin whales are not in a rush to sell into the current rally that propelled Bitcoin to new all-time highs that we tapped yesterday above 70,000. The number of unique addresses holding at least 1,000 Bitcoin known as whales has risen to 2,100 addresses as of March 7th. However, this is still lower than the record 2,500 addresses reached in February 2021 when Bitcoin was trading above $46,000. The rising wallet count could also be attributed to the US ETFs, which surpassed now $52.5 billion in cumulative trading volume on March 4th. The fact that the whales are not selling their Bitcoin at these levels suggests they expect the prices to rise further. The Bitcoin whales are important because the size of their trades can significantly impact the price. That's right. Now you have Julio Moreno, the head of research of on-chain intelligence firm CryptoQuant, who took note of the growth in a March 7th post on X. He shared, "The growth of the whales Bitcoin holdings is going parabolic, as outlined here in this chart." Yeah, I mean, it shows you the Bitcoin 1 year change in whale holdings pretty clearly there. And further evidence that the Bitcoin whales not rushing to dump their holdings comes from several metrics measuring volumes between whales and exchanges. Glassnode data shows that transfers from exchange to whales have also gone parabolic to new record highs this month. And of course, the whales, fam, are the smart money. They know what's in store for Bitcoin leading into a halving and post-halving. Meanwhile, the transfer volume from the whales to the exchanges has only seen a modest uptick compared to the previous bull and bear market periods. Overall, these metrics suggest a big influx of new investors into Bitcoin and that there is little sign of profit taking by the wealthy investors despite record high Bitcoin prices. Safe to say, roughly 80% of the Bitcoin supply is currently in the hands of the long-term hodlers. So shout out to all my diamond hands. Yeah, on a fundamental level, spot Bitcoin ETFs in the US continue driving demand for BTC. The BlackRock iShares Bitcoin Trust, for example, recorded its highest daily inflows of almost $800 million on March 5th, and Bitcoin's next big target could be $92,500 based on a mix of technical, on-chain, and fundamental indicators. Notably, the Bitcoin charts recently printed a triangular formation resembling a bullish pennant, widely regarded as a bullish continuation pattern. Now, I agree. I also believe that Bitcoin is trending towards 92,500 leading into this halving. Let me know your thoughts, fam. Let's discuss something we don't typically dive into too often, which is technical analysis for Ethereum, considering it just hit a new milestone, smashing 4,000 for the first time in 3 years since the 2021 all-time high. So let's break this one down for you. Ether's price topped the 4,000 level for the first time since December of 2021. As you can see here in the daily chart, off the charts. Ether climbed from a price of 3,800 March 8th, soaring more than 4% in the last 24 hours and 74% year to date to hit a 27-month high of 4,000 on Bitstamp, according to CoinMarketCap. Ether's price performance appears to be boosted by Ethereum's upcoming DenCon update and the possible approval of a spot Ether ETF by the U.S. SEC. And Van de Pop shared here, the next in line for a potential all-time high test is Ethereum. Why? The DenCon upgrade and potential spot ETH ETF approval. Crucial resistance is approaching, but the Bitcoin pair has barely moved. We'll likely see more strength coming from this asset. So yeah, ETH resumed its uptrend March 8th, while other top cap alts flash green and Bitcoin reclaimed 68. Ether has stayed on the path, marching steadily towards the much anticipated 4,000 psychological level as the community waited for Ethereum's network's DenCon upgrade. The DenCon upgrade, the most significant improvement to the Ethereum network since merge, aims to implement a number of Ethereum improvement proposals, including EIP 4844, which introduces proto-dank sharding. Proto-dank sharding is a feature which allows blockchain to use blobs, thereby simplifying the transaction process by storing some data off the blockchain, speeding up transactions and cutting costs for layer 2 chains and rollups that depend upon Ethereum. Ethereum developers have set the DenCon mainnet to go live on March 13th, which is this week, 4 days out, family. Now, another factor driving ETH's price performance is the expectation that the SEC will approve one of the several spot Ether ETF apps before it, despite the regulator delaying its decision on spot Ether apps from BlackRock and Fidelity. Market participants remain hopeful that one will be allowed soon. The financial watchdog is expected to deliver a decision on all the spot Ether ETF apps on the same day as they did with the Bitcoin ETFs on January 10th. So I'd love to know, family, do you think that we'll likely see an Ethereum ETF approved and launch, after it gets the approval by the SEC? I'd love to know your thoughts. ETF analyst James Safar believes the SEC will not take as long a process for Ether apps as it did with Bitcoin ETFs. In a post on the 7th, he shared, the only date that matters when it comes to Ether ETFs. So drawing the success of the spot ETFs for Bitcoin since their market debut, January 11th, 2 months ago, fam. A spot Ether ETF product is expected to perform in a similar manner, allowing more capital to flow into Ethereum. Quoting them here, once the attention from Bitcoin moves away to the potential of an ETH ETF, liquidity will retrace and consolidate at the high levels, leading to price rallies for the macro outlook. And all in all, it's pretty safe to say it won't be long before the institutional investors take bigger positions in Ethereum. So there you have it, fam. Let me know yay or nay as far as if we get that approval from Mr. Gary Gensler, no Claire Gare himself, chair of the SEC. Now let's discuss the latest of what's happening with BRICS. The headline reads, BRICS nations challenge the US dollar dominance. Blockchain payment system is in the works. That's right. Fueling speculation about a potential paradigm shift, the Kremlin aide Yuri recently announced plans for a BRICS-led payment system based on blockchain tech. Very interesting. This move is widely seen as a push towards de-dollarization, aiming to reduce reliance on the US dollar and international transactions. He emphasized the system's goal is to be convenient for the governments, businesses, and common people to use, as well as cost-effective and free of politics, implying a clear break from the current dollar-centric system. Why don't they just adopt Bitcoin? Would be a much more strategic move, but let's continue. At the heart of the disruption lies the blockchain, a decentralized digital ledger system. Imagine a giant shared spreadsheet accessible to everyone involved in the transaction. Every entry, every payment is meticulously recorded and cryptographically secured. Preach, making tampering nearly impossible. This fosters a system of brimming with transparency and eliminates the need for intermediaries, potentially streamlining the cross-border payments as well as reducing cost. The BRICS nations have long harbored a desire to loosen the grip of the US dollar on international transactions. The current system, heavily reliant on the SWIFT network, which sucks, leaves them somewhat vulnerable to US influence. A BRICS-led blockchain payment system offers them a path towards financial sovereignty. Imagine settling trades, deals directly between member states, exchanging rupees for rubles, or vice versa, all facilitated by a secure independent network. This not only reduces reliance on the dollar, but also potentially fosters closer economic ties with the bloc. Now, the initiative isn't made in a vacuum. The BRICS alliance boasts a combined population of roughly 3.5 billion. I guess that's potentially half the world's population. Wow. A powerful demographic force. Their economies collectively amount to a staggering 28.5 trillion, representing roughly 28% of the global economic pie. Additionally, BRICS nations control a significant portion of the world's energy sources, accounting for about 42%. Of global crude oil, and this economic and resource clout adds significant weight to their challenge on the dollar's dominance. So the road to a BRICS-powered financial revolution isn't without its potholes. First, this specifies the remaining system shrouded in secrecy. How will it integrate with existing financial institutions? What security protocols will be implemented? All great questions, family. So when we're talking about a BRICS backed currency, what do you think it'll be backed by? Will it be backed by gold? Will it be backed by Bitcoin? What do you think their blockchain technology is going to be? Will it be the Bitcoin blockchain? Will it be some other blockchain? Let me know your thoughts. Anyways, fam, still a lot to share. Let's discuss this bull timeline. The headline reads, historical patterns hint at when ongoing crypto bull market can end. According to this analysts, we're referring to Rec Capital, who shared on X that historic Bitcoin patterns point to a bull run ending in late 2025. So yeah, quoting them here, if history repeats, the next bull market may peak occur 546 days after the halving. That's mid-September or mid-October 2025. As you can see here, it shows you the previous halvings. And then, you know what I mean, how many days? The first one was 518 days. Well, here for 2019, at least. Then we had 546 days leading into 2023. So if we get 546 days, that takes us to where he's forecasting. The trader also warns that while Bitcoin is currently in a pre-halving rally based on historic patterns. Bitcoin usually abruptly dips just before the halving when miners' rewards are cut in half. The next halving expected to occur roughly April 20th, quoting them again. Bitcoin is firmly in its pre-halving rally phase, but the pre-halving retrace phase is getting closer with each passing day. And he shares this chart here. During the current bull market, the trader predicts the dog theme digital asset Shiba Inu will reach an all-time high again, but after a period of accumulation, as he shares here in this chart. What else does he say? He also believes that other meme coins will see big rallies during the crypto bull market cycle. Quoting them here, Floki, Doge, SHIB, and Bonk are all always going to rally hard in the bull markets. Market psychology never changes. Meme coins are always going to play an integral role in any money flow cycle. So there you have it, family. What are your thoughts on that? When do you think we hit the cycle peak? I know some are calling for 2024, being this cycle is historically different from all the previous. Some are saying, no, the four-year cycles are still intact and we're most likely to peak in 2025. Jack Maulers believes we're going to peak in 2025. We're going to be covering that story later on. I personally have been calling for a peak in the fourth quarter of 2025. That's because all the previous cycles have shown us it's always the year preceding. However, some of the things that are different this cycle, clearly institutional adoption. And the other thing, we just hit an all-time high leading into the halving for the first time in Bitcoin history. So things may be completely different. We'll soon see, but let me know your thoughts. I'm going to share with you next a $150,000 target from Tom Lee of FunStrat. Then we'll be discussing the latest $1 million prediction from two greats. One of them, Max Keiser, the other, Jack Maulers, two gentlemen I highly respect. So let's start here with this $150,000 target from FunStrat. The founder and head of research at FunStrat, Tom Lee, doubles down on a prediction that Bitcoin can hit six figures. Lee says in an interview on CNBC that Bitcoin could appreciate by around 119% within a period of less than 2 years. According to the FunStrat exec, a number of factors are aligning to push Bitcoin to greater heights. Quoting him here from this interview, I think that sometime in the next 12 to 18 months. Bitcoin can be over 150,000, but that's because the backdrop for Bitcoin is so much more favorable today. We've got more visible demand from the spot ETF, and we know the supply dynamic is improving with the halving coming up, which is less than 1 month away. It does help that the Fed is becoming dovish. There's easier monetary policy. And I think from a regulatory perspective, we have so many hammers dropped in the past 12 months, really 18 months, that unless it is going to be worse over the next 2 years, Bitcoin's already faced sort of the peak of regulatory backlash. Looking closer at the Bitcoin inflows, Lee says Bitcoin is currently witnessing a supply-demand imbalance. Quoting him again from the interview, we saw it with the spot Bitcoin ETF inflows. BlackRock seeing almost $800 million in inflows. So I think as long as there is strong spot demand and there aren't eager sellers, you don't have a market that's out of balance. That there's too much demand for Bitcoin and not enough supply created through the block reward. And to watch the video interview he did entitled Bitcoin Can Top 150,000 in the Next 12 to 18 Months, check the show notes below the video in the description, and let me know your thoughts on his 150,000 target for this cycle peak. I think that's very possible. And shout out to the mascot in the back. He's in the upside down cow position. That's a buy signal, by the way. That virtually means we have about a 90% chance of pumping to $80,000 this week. When he does that particular yoga pose. Now let's dive into our featured story of the day. I want to discuss Bitcoin reaching 250,000 this cycle, very likely, according to Glassnode analysts, but I'm also going to be sharing with you as a bonus the latest from Jack Maulers, the Strike CEO, as well as the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser. They predict Bitcoin soaring as high as $1 million. And I want to break both their predictions down for you, but let's start with this 250,000, very modest $250,000 price prediction for this cycle. Send it. Here you go. According to Check, the Bitcoin network entered a bull market distribution phase after the US Bitcoin ETFs from BlackRock and Fidelity officially went live January 11th. That means that the high conviction hodlers who kept coins for over 155 days are starting to sell their assets at a profit, a trend that normally helps identify the Bitcoin cycle tops. At both the start of 2017 and in 2021, entry into this phase has followed by massive run-ups as well, beyond previous all-time highs within a few months to a year. However, thanks to massive persistent inflows coming from the Bitcoin ETFs, the analyst believes the bull cycle will last much longer. Quoting him here, for Bitcoin, it's going to really be about the passive flows now. I want to have exposure. It's X percent of my portfolio. I don't really care about what the number is. All I really care about is give me that 1% allocation. We all know that's modest there, by the way. I've heard BlackRock recommend, this was like 1 or 2 years ago in one of their research reports they publish, their preferred recommendation for Bitcoin allocation in a portfolio is like 84.9%. Just let that sink in for a minute, fam, considering they have roughly $10 trillion in assets under management. But anyways, regarding the $250,000 price prediction, quoting him again, I do think that the last cycle was truncated because of GBTC. I think we went up too far, too fast. The structure I am seeing in this uptrend is very, very robust. That's right, family. So what are your thoughts on a $250,000 Bitcoin price for this cycle? Now back to our bullishness. I promise you a prediction from Maulers. He was recently interviewed. And by the way, if you did not see his presentation he gave at Bitcoin Madeira for the Bitcoin Atlantis event over in Portugal, highly, highly recommend it. One of the best presentations of Bitcoin I've ever seen, jam-packed into 30 minutes. It breaks down how Satoshi created his own version of time to invent Bitcoin and why it can never be replicated and why a lot of ish coins such as Solana can never be a form of money. All mathematically backed, you know, scientifically type stuff. Very phenomenal presentation. But he was also just recently interviewed on Bloomberg, and quoting him here, I think this thing ends, referring to Bitcoin, between $250,000 to $1 million per coin around the $500,000 range sometime in 2025. So he's ultimately predicting that in the year 2025, we hit the cycle peak, which is next year, and that we're going to be somewhere between $250,000 and $1 million with an average of roughly 5 500,000, hence why he says the $500,000 range. Now, you know, JV, myself, I've been calling my prediction here virtually every day on the pod, saying my bear scenario is 222,000 for the cycle peak, with my bull scenario, 500,000. So I get very giddy like a child when I see other influencers I greatly admire and respect calling for as high as $1 million next year for the cycle peak. What are your thoughts on his prediction, family? And now, quoting the high priest, the Bitcoin Max Kaiser, the speculative attack is just getting started. Saylor, Bukele, and the Saudis are all in. $220,000 Bitcoin in play, and so is $1 million. Pretty much right in alignment with Jack Mahler's. And here's what he's referring to here. 100, the Arab God candle is incoming. I told you so. And if you missed the memo, this was just shared 2 days ago. Westerners do not comprehend the amount of wealth that's about to flow into Bitcoin. The ETFs will pale in comparison. And it's a video clip, very short, only 7 seconds. Bukele shared it. I know I retweeted it. I know Max retweeted it. And so did the rest of the crypto world. But it's the Saudis. I think it's like the prince of the UAE, you know, that Middle Eastern spot with all the money, and shaking hands with Bukele, and Bukele saying congratulations. And Max is alluding to I told you so, because he's been calling that the Saudis and the Middle East are going to be making a big announcement of adopting Bitcoin. You know what I mean? And even Edward Snowden, we discussed this on the channel, the whistleblower, he announced roughly a week ago that there has been a nation secretly buying Bitcoin, and they're going to be making a big announcement this year. So could it be the UAE, you know, the Saudi money? Could it be Qatar Sovereign Wealth Fund? And what are your thoughts on all the speculation with Mr. 100? Someone buying vast amounts of Bitcoin. Some are saying that could be Jeff Bezos. Some are saying it could be the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Qatar. But what we do know, big moves are being made right now, live and in the flesh. Now, here's that presentation that Jack Mahler gave. He shared it. I retweeted it, and I highly encourage you to watch it. It already got 625,000 views. And here's what he wrote. Bitcoin 101, Satoshi's innovation, understanding why and how Satoshi used proof of work to crack the code that unlocked the best money in human history. Gold is stuck in the ground. Bitcoin is stuck in the future. And he makes a great point there, because gold we can call relatively scarce, but only Bitcoin has a finite limited supply and has true scarcity, unlike any form of money that come before it. So if they want to unleash more gold into the market to suppress the price, all they got to do is invest more money into digging it out of the ground, which is a great point. He also talks about how Satoshi didn't refer to the blockchain. He had a different name for it altogether, which is the time chain, which is another interesting concept, and how he reverse engineered time in these 10-minute blocks and just the invention behind Bitcoin. He breaks it down so brilliantly. So I just highly recommend, fam, check out Jack Mahler's in that interview. And also in the show notes, I'll include all the resources from everything we discuss here today, so you can dive even deeper and get a further education. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.